Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Shalom. God bless you all, dear brethren. We thank the Lord. Let's all turn our Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art the judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest dost the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and dost the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Let's all bow our hearts and pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy in all our lives. We bless your holy name. We exalt your name. Because, O Lord, because of your goodness, we all repented. Because of your mercy, we all repented. Because of your love, we all realized the shame. Because of the truth, we are all separated. Because of the power of anointing, the Holy Ghost, the power of resurrection, the Comforter, we are all, O Lord, in the presence of the Lord Almighty, standing in the house of the Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the separation, that we were all walking in falsehood. We were all walking dead. You used thy truth, the double-edged sword, separated us. Because, O Lord, you called us, you justify us, you chose us, you lead us. And Lord, may you help us today, O Lord. For God is good, and he is holy. For God is light, in him there is no darkness. And Lord, may you help all of us today, O Lord, that we are all called to be in that marvelous light, to follow that light, to understand the perfect will of God in our lives. As the scripture beautifully speaks to all of our hearts, O Lord, the goodness of God leading all of us to repentance. Because, O Lord, our life is a life of repentance. To change to glory. To change to conform to the image of God. To change to fulfill the promises of God. Because you have spoken about us, O Lord. The spirit of testimony, O Lord. The spirit of prophecy, O Lord, is what we witness about the glory and honor to the name of Jesus Christ. Help all of us, O Lord, all the words that you have spoken concerning us. Bless us, Lord, that we live a life that is worthy of thy calling. Bless us, Lord, to understand and to do your will in your time. Let there be no lingering. Let there be no hesitation. Let there be no delay. But the desire and the unquenchable fire to do the perfect will of God. Because, O Lord, everything is in your spirit. And Lord, we pray for the Lord's goodness to be in the midst of us, standing tall like a tower of your name, to bless us, to grant us the shadow to find comfort, to listen to thy word, to be soaked in thy presence, to swim in the depths of the ocean. Oh Lord, we pray that you come and walk in the midst of us. Touch us. We invite the presence of the Lord Almighty. We invite the walking of the Holy Ghost among the midst of us, O Lord. And bless us to understand the goodness of God. Lead us to repentance. Because, O Lord, we are called to be perfected, to conform to the image of God. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we all prayed. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shalom, my precious dear brethren. I'm so glad to see Brother Kathy, Sister Lucy came on the same day. We thank the Lord for the return from a small, tiny valley called sickness, a small, tiny valley called pain, which will always remain as small because greater is he who is in you. Amen. We thank the Lord. The Lord brought our dear sister after a few Sundays of physical absence, but we are all united in spirit, in mind. In the word, in the promises, in all the prophetical declaration the Lord has spoken about us. The mind decides whether we are united or divided. Amen? What is the intent of us being part of the family? What is the desire the Lord has given to all of us to serve one another, to wash the feet, to remove the dust of every one of our feet? Amen? Can I wash my own feet? The Lord said, I can't bear my own testimony. Someone must bear my testimony. Why it is all conforming to pass the same message? Jesus Christ called his seeds, called his children, called his servants, called his soldiers, called his disciples, apostles, prophets, ministers, evangelists, teachers, all the fivefold ministry. He called all of them and he told them, proclaim my death on Calvary. Can we say, Lord, you resurrected. Why should we talk about the death? Let's speak life. The Lord says, proclaim my death. The one true living God, he called all of us in this apostolic ministry, in this apostolic faith. He has been telling us, speak what I speak, think what I think, do what I do, walk where I walked, and perform what I performed. And he told us, proclaim my death. Because the death of Christ will be forgotten if we forget how the Lord saved us. From which pit the Lord saved us. Purification of minds by the way of remembrance. Amen? Purification of minds by the way of remembrance. So what the fivefold ministry is doing to all of us? Since the Lord commissioned the ministry, his desire is to bring the bride out of the tomb, of the system, of the principality, of the darkness, of all the tradition, of all the religion, of all the heathen gods. Out of all of it, the Lord called, come out. Amen? Amen. Come out. Change. Come out and change. Come out and change. Lazarus, are you sleeping in the tomb? Come out. Change the garment and change. Be a new man. Amen? Then what Peter was telling when he met those 3,000 and the 5,000 later on. At first he spoke to 3,000. What he said? Repent and be baptized. Did he say sorry and just tell that you accept Jesus Christ? The Lord do not care about our sorry because that is lips. What is what the Lord wants all of us? Change. Amen? Show me the change. Show me the change in your character. Show me the change in the way you speak. Show me the change in the way you walk. Show me the change in the way you praise me. Show me the change in the way you serve me. Show me the change in the way you witness me. Change. So what Peter says, change, change, and be baptized in the name of the Lord. Amen. Come out, and be baptized in the name of the Lord. So repentance is not, I'm sorry. Repentance is the change that glorifies the Lord Almighty. The change that glorifies the Lord Almighty. Not the sorry that convinced my brother or sister. That reconciliation has no room in the reconciliation of God. What is the other name of the ministry of redemption? Ministry of reconciliation. Why the Lord called the ministry as ministry of reconciliation? Because we are all reconciled back to God. Amen? If I don't even know how to reconcile my sister back to me, if I don't even know how to reconcile my family back to me, if I don't even know how to reconcile my brother, my friend, my family of God back to me, how would we understand the ministry of reconciliation where God reconciled all of us back to him from our wickedness, from our sin, from our iniquity, from our shame? Why the book of Romans tells all of us the goodness of God? He did not say leadeth to salvation, did not say leadeth to glory, did not say leadeth to the promised land, did not say leadeth to spiritual gifts, did not say leadeth to some good report. Leadeth to repentance. The Lord just wants us to realize who we are, understand what we spoke, and to experience what we did in our spirit. When the Spirit of God bear witness with our spirit, there is light, and that light consume darkness. Last Sunday in the book of Joel, chapter 2, there was a powerful verse. That is how we started the sermon series on true repentance. A fire that devoureth goeth before them, but a flame behind them. How do we see this? a flame that is behind them, but a devouring fire in front of them. What is the devouring fire? From where the devouring fire came? What does it represent? What does it represent? Let's turn. We start from where we ended last Sunday. Joel chapter 2. Chapter 2. By God's grace, last Sunday, the sermon was rooted in this chapter. Chapter 2, book of Joel. And let's read the verse that talks about how the Lord leads His children, how the Lord follow His children. Verse 3, chapter 2, verse 3. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. Now let's go down and read verse 11. Verse 3 says, a fire devoureth before them, behind them a flame burneth. And now let's read verse 11. Verse 11 says, and the Lord shall utter His voice before His army. Am I speaking the same gospel?
Amen.
And the Lord shall utter His voice before His army. What verse 3 says? A fire devoureth goes before them. What verse 11 says? And the Lord shall utter His voice before His army. Turn your Bible to Leviticus chapter 6 verse 13. Book of Leviticus chapter 6 verse 13. Let's understand how it all started. When the Lord called Moses. When the Lord called Aaron. Chapter 6 verse 13. Book of Leviticus. Let me read from verse 11. So that we get the full context. Verse 11. And he shall put off his garments. And put on other garments. And carry forth the ashes. Without the camp. Unto a clean place. So there is a journey marching forward to a clean place. And a fire upon the altar shall be burning in it.
Amen.
The fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. In what? It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offerings.
Amen.
What is peace? The fruit of righteousness is peace. Amen?
Amen?
The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace. Verse 13. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out.
Amen. The Lord
shall utter His voice before His army. A fire devoureth that goes before them and a flame behind. Amen?
Amen?
Now, I want all of us to go to book of Matthew. Let's start how the Lord started the preparation of the way. Book of Matthew chapter 3. Let's all turn our Bibles to chapter 3. Let's understand the words, the revelation, the way the Lord changed the course of direction according to the grace period. Let's be truthful, sincere, grateful, thankful as we read the scripture, because from the book of Gospel, the repentance started in a different way, not the animal sacrifice. Amen? Chapter 3, Matthew. Let's read from verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea. So I want all of us to remember the wilderness of Moses and Aaron. Amen? Wilderness of Sinai, wilderness of sin. He had so many wilderness, 40 years of journey here and there. But I want us to reflect what the Lord did in the new and how the Lord did in the old. So John the Baptist was sent to preach in the wilderness. And saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen.
Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. What do you mean by make his path straight? Does it mean the paths were crooked? What the book of Ecclesiastes says, what God had made crooked, no man can straighten out. I can't straighten what the Lord made crooked, because he is the one who allowed this to be broken or crooked. He has to come and straighten. Amen? So John the Baptist was sent to prepare the way and make the path straight. Because if Jesus needs to step in, if Jesus needs to come and do his work, someone should go to the wilderness and cry to the Lord on his name and ask him, I'm willing to put on the garment of camel's hair. I'm willing to eat whatever you give me. But I will cry, I will do, I will pray, I will intercede, I will prepare the way. I will intercede so that God can look at the work of me in him and he can make the path straight for the anointed one step in. So John the Baptist was sent to prepare the way as a forerunner for the Lord's coming. Amen? And the word that we all must look at here is to make the path straight. The Lord called all of us the ways of the Lord, the words of the Lord, which means we are also the paths of the Lord, where we all walk together in the path of salvation, the narrow path. Amen? Now, let's read verse 4. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. So what is spoken here? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Confess the sins. Amen? Do you see any word believe? So far? Not yet. Verse 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, and he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who had warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Then what John the Baptist was doing? Repent of your sins, for the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven is at hand. So he was warning them, confess your sins and be baptized. Confess your sin and be baptized. And now, John the Baptist says, verse 8, bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's write what he said. The goodness of God, that is how beautifully book of Romans started our journey today. The goodness of God leadeth. He leadeth me for what? Leadeth me for repentance. In truth. Amen? So book of Romans says, goodness of God leadeth all of us to reach the state of repentance that is acceptable in his sight. That is acceptable in his sight. Now what John the Baptist is saying, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. So there is a meeting point. Amen? Meet, reach, fulfill, attain, achieve. Do something that makes you to meet repentance. So, as the bride is waiting to meet the groom, remember this verse, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And what the Bible says, ye shall know them by their fruits, what they bring forth. What is the outcome? What is the consequence of what I say? What is the consequence of what I do? The Lord is glorified in the outcome of it, not when I speak. But what is the outcome? What is the fruit? What I bring forth, the name of the Lord is glorified or profaned in the fruit. If it is profaned, it is not the fruit of Holy Ghost. If it is glorified, it is the fruit of Holy Ghost. So what John the Baptist says, bring forth. May the Lord guide us. Bring forth and bear the fruits. Again for what? Meet for again repentance. And in truth. Because there is one called repentance and there is one called repentance in truth. There is one called mortal life. And there is one called eternal life. Sounds the same. but not the same. One is nothing but death. One is everlasting. Amen?
Amen.
So now, when John the Baptist said this, he says, verse 9, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father.
Amen.
Why John the Baptist was telling them this? When the Spirit of God is resting upon the vessel do not see just the flesh. John the Baptist, he is not a simple man just to look at the Pharisees, Sadducees, just to tell them what they want to hear. No. He can see through what the Lord wanted him to speak. Amen?
Amen.
So, he could see the Pharisees and Sadducees, they were so stiff because they believed Abraham is our father. We are from the family of Abraham. Abraham is our father. We represent Abraham. John the Baptist looked deep down. There is one who created Abraham. He is coming. And he will come and tell all of you, before Abraham was I. Did he say that? He said that. Jesus said that before Abraham was I. They looked down for stones to kill him. Kill whom? The one who created all of us. John the Baptist saw the blindness of the heart. And he said, do not think within yourself, because that thought is not from God. That thought is not from Spirit. So John the Baptist spoke the truth. After he spoke the truth, remember, every time whenever some servant, a prophet, a priest, a messenger of God, whenever they preach repentance, they will always be hated to the core. It is scripture. There is no exclusion of this beautiful divine event of repentance brings forth hatred. Why? John the Baptist spoke about repentance, he was beheaded. Apostle Paul talked about repentance, people were looking to kill him. Jesus talked about repentance, they crucified him. Why? People do not like repentance. Flesh do not like repentance. In truth, flesh like repentance. In flesh, easy, pretty easy. But in truth, flesh will tremble. Can't do it. So when John the Baptist says, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham.
Amen.
Is it an insult? Please look at the words very carefully. John the Baptist says, you think Abraham is our father and you are boasting in the name of Abraham. The God whom I serve, he can bring forth children from these stones. He is not insulting Abraham. He is insulting that lack of understanding of those who are holding such thought in the heart. And he is telling them, we were all dead stones. Amen? All of us, we were all stones of death. The Lord breathed his life unto us. He quickened our spirit. We became the lively stone. And the Lord took the stone. And he built his house. Because his house is the house of the living God. Which means it has to be built by the lively stone. If there is a stone that is of death, that stone will be thrown away. If there is a branch that do not bear fruit, that branch will be cut off.
Amen.
It is scripture. John the Baptist says, bring forth, bear the fruit that need for repentance of truth, in truth, by truth, for truth. So now he says, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Look at the warning. Look at the way the Lord straightened the path. Was John the Baptist begging people? He's speaking the truth, knowing that he would be killed later on. He says, the axe that is laid unto the root of the trees, therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. But when Jesus spoke, he talked about the branches, right? But when John spoke, he talked about the tree and the root. Why? When the Lord called all of us, I transformed you all as the trees of righteousness. He put his spirit in you. He revealed his truth to you. You become the tree of righteousness in him. But before that, we were all trees of death, trees of unrighteousness, trees of filthiness. And John the Baptist says, that old man must be killed along with the root. That root should not exist. Amen? We have to be very careful whether my root, the root of the new tree, does it show some symptoms of the old man? If so, the Lord can cut it off. We are always focusing on cutting off the branches. But the Lord looking at the root. Should I cut off the root? Because the Lord can give you a new root. When Prophet Samuel spoke to Saul, The Bible says that God gave him a new heart. What it says? It did not say God repaired the heart. Did not say God healed the heart. Did not say God restored the heart. God gave him a new heart to listen, to obey, to do the will of God. Amen? The root is what John the Baptist was focusing on. Look at the difference between the ministry of John the Baptist and Jesus Christ. And he says, indeed, I baptize you with water unto repentance. Praise the Lord. So John the Baptist says, this is the territory given to me. I won't do anything outside of it. I won't do anything less of it. Why? John the Baptist was born with a purpose. He says, I baptize you in water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I. He decrees himself, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He washed your feet. What? Whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. I am not even worthy to carry his shoes. What is the name of David? Armor bearer. Amen? When David was a servant, was a shepherd, the Bible says he was like an armor bearer because Saul called him, can you be my armor bearer? But when David went to battle, Saul said, I will give you my armor. David said, it is not prepared for me. He went on the name of the Lord. Now, John the Baptist says, I am not even worthy to carry his shoes. Do you see the smell of humbleness like Moses in the wilderness? He says, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. What? With fire. What the book of Joel said? A fire devoureth goeth before them, a flame behind them. You want to chase the people of Israel behind them, like the chariots of Pharaoh, armies of Pharaoh, a flame burning behind them. You want to try to go before and stop them from crossing the Red Sea? A fire devoureth standeth before them. Moses outstretched his hand, and God's mighty hand was outstretched still, and the Red Sea divided. He prepared a way. Amen? He made a way. Why? A fire that devoureth will destroy the forest of flesh for people to make their walk, make their journey. Imagine all of us are walking in a dense forest. So much forest, so much. Can't even take one step forward. What will you do? Looking for an axe? How many trees will you cut? Tell me, how many trees will you cut? If there are thousands of trees, John the Baptist says, there is an axe laid at the root of the tree. The Lord looks at the tree. If it bear forth, if it bring forth repentance, the Lord don't cut it. He can transform it into a tree of righteousness. Correct? Because John the Baptist says, bring forth, bear fruits, meet for repentance. John says, he's coming. He's coming. He's going to come and walk and serve and give parables and do ministry, and he'll be killed on Calvary for you, for all of us. So bring forth, bear fruits of repentance to meet him. Meet the groom. Meet him. Because the Bible says last Sunday, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 25 says, God giveth repentance. Amen? I say sorry, not repentance. God giveth repentance. God giveth salvation. Repentance comes from who? God. It's a change. How can I change myself? The garment of Aaron was prepared by Moses. And the preparation of Moses was instructed by God. So the garment was prepared by God. Amen. The coat that God used to cover Adam and Eve was prepared by God. Amen. God prepared the coats of skin and he covered them. So repentance can only come from God. Then what can come from us? What John the Baptist said. Confess your sin. God won't do it for you. How can God do it for me? Imagine, the Spirit of the God enters into me and I confess my sin. How can the Spirit of God enter into me if I don't even confess my sins? My heart is still full of darkness, filthiness, full of sin, full of pride, ego, arrogance, all about myself. God cannot come in. In order for me to make a way, I must burn myself. I must deny myself. I must confess. When I confess, the Lord can give you the repentance of change. What is the change? Lord, I want to be like you. I want to speak like you, think like you, walk like you, do what you did. Exactly like you. Nothing more, nothing less. But you are the absolute. I am thy slave at thy feet, anointing thy feet. not a slave of Egypt, bond servants, whom the Lord called all of us friends. Slaves, but friends. Friends, but bond servants. Bond servants, but kings. Kings, but saints. Saints, but priests. The Lord called all of us in beautiful names. Why? He do different works. He perform different works. When I wash my feet, when I wash your feet, when we all wash one another's feet, we are the servants, bond servants of one another. When the enemy come and try to fight with us, we are the kings. The lions of Judah. Greater is he who is in me than who is in the world. We have authority, assurance, confidence. The Lord is working in our life like the seasons. Winter, summer, cold, hot. So now, when John the Baptist says, bring forth, bear the fruits that meet for repentance, he's preparing the heart. Amen. He's hitting the stiff heart. He's hitting the hardened heart. So that when Jesus comes and speaks the parables, they can listen. They are prepared to listen. The name that was used in the introduction of John the Baptist ministry was Abraham. You don't see any other name. Then you understand why God promised Abraham, I will give you my promised son. What if people start worshipping Abraham, forgot the promised son? Who is the creator? So John the Baptist, he saw what happened. He did not even speak about Moses. It was Jesus who spoke about Moses when he came. Very, very hard. Why? He says, verse 12, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember the threshing floor that David purchased? Thoroughly purge. Not one will escape. And gather his wheat into the garner. So he's come to gather his wheat into the garner. Amen. But how he will gather if he don't separate? How he will gather if he don't divide? So the Lord said, I come to divide. Not in a bad way. In a good way. Divide us from our flesh. Divide us from our wickedness. Separate us from our very own flesh. And gather us in the house of God. The place where we are all safe and sound in spirit. The doorpost in which the blood of Christ was applied. And that blood was shed on Calvary because of the love that he has for us. And the love that we have for one another. Because it is the same. There is no other blood other than the blood of Christ. There is no other spirit other than the spirit of God. He will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. How many types of fire you saw now? A fire devourer goes before them. A flame burns behind them. And John the Baptist says, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And the very last verse says, there is also another fire, unquenchable fire. He will burn the chaff in the unquenchable fire. Why there are so many fire? And there is a fire that is burning in the altar. By the wood that people bring. And the Lord says, that fire should never go out. Amen. Hebrew 12 verse 29. God is a consuming fire. He can lead you as a pillar of fire. He can also consume you as a consuming fire. It all depends on where do we stand. What do we do? How do we speak? How do we conform to his image? Bring forth, bear the fruits of repentance. To meet repentance. Now, this is what John the Baptist said. So, I will write the name here. This is spoken by John. Praise the Lord. Let's look at what Jesus said. Book of Matthew, chapter, same chapter, we finished chapter 3. Let's turn to chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. Chapter 9, let's read from verse 12. Book of Matthew chapter 9, the gospel, verse 12. But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But you go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. Amen? For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Can we say, Lord, I am righteous, I don't need the physician? Is there anyone who have that confidence to say that? What is our name? The lame that was healed. The sinner that was saved. The sick that was healed.
the blind who received the eyes, the possessed who was delivered from all the wickedness. So what Jesus said, I come to save the sinners, not for the righteous. Who are those righteous? When the Lord finished our life in perfection as a tree of righteousness, we live and die. If the Lord finished our journey, because the Bible says He is the author of my salvation. Amen? Until my life is over, it's not over. Why? He writes our life. Amen? He writes our life. Until our life is over, it's not over. So when the Lord said, I come for sinner, if I say, Lord, I'm a righteous person, this verse is not for me. But this verse also says, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. And He said, they that be whole need not a physician. So, can we say, I don't need a great physician? Can we say? Yes. Oh, praise the Lord. We should never say that, because, Lord, I need You. At any point of time, you can be sick spiritually. Yes. Just like that. Yes. Because the glory of the Lord can leave the temple any moment. When the temple cannot keep the Holy Ghost. When the temple is not glorifying in the name of the Lord. And what is the temple? Ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen? I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. So that glory of the Lord can leave the temple if I don't glorify His name. Then what will happen? I am sick. I need a physician. Great physician. Come, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Wash me, Lord. Bless me, Lord. Not forsake me, Lord. Then He will come as physician. Then after that, I'm a righteous person. I don't need a great physician. Then again, you will go into the same path over and over and over and again. And there comes a day, you will say, Lord, great physician, as usual, come and just sit in my throne. There will be a dead silence. Jesus might have passed by. God cannot be mocked. Never. None of us can count the mercy of God. Do you know why? No one can predict when He will show mercy. Not about the one who willeth. Not about the one who runneth. But the one who sheweth mercy. Why the Lord's mercy is compared to like revelation? Who showed revelation? The Lord showed Himself to you. Revealed. Mercy is the Lord's mind. Is there anyone who can read the mind of God? So what Jesus says, I come for sinners. He looks at everyone, all of us. Thank God, not me. I want to say, my brethren, Apostle Paul, how did he introduce himself? Anyone remember? I'm a chief of sinners. Can you say, Apostle Paul, what happened to you? Where is your faith? Where is your apostolic faith? Do not forget the goodness of God. You are an apostle. Don't say I'm a sinner. Apostle Paul. Oh, sorry. Chief of the sinner. Amen. The day when we forget that I'm a sinner that was saved, that doesn't mean I'm a sinner, I want to be a sinner. No. The Lord says, do not forget the goodness of God. Amen. We will forget if we don't remember who we were. Amen. Apostle Paul says, I'm a chief of sinners that was saved. The righteousness of our flesh is nothing but filthy rags. Amen. So there is a thin line between being humble and being confident. Amen. In the name of being confident, we might forget everything the Lord gave us. In the name of being humble, we might not embrace the confidence and assurance and authority. It works both the ways. That is why it's called double-edged sword. I can say this way and fall, or I can say this way and fall. Because it's a narrow path. Overconfidence, absolutely no confidence. Unfaithfulness, overly righteous. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 16. Let's turn our Bibles. Book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 16. Let's read this. What the Lord is speaking through His King. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 16. Chapter 7 verse 16. Be not righteous over much. Neither make thyself overwise. Why shouldest thou destroy thyself? What? I thought righteousness is life. The Lord says, of course, add one more is death. Amen. That's what Book of Revelation says, right? Don't add anything above my word. Be not overly righteous because it can work towards the destruction. Is it? Now, what it says here is, verse 19, wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. How many people Abraham asked for? 10 righteous people to save a city, Sodom and Gomorrah. He asked, right, Lord, let's make a deal. Let's settle a 10. God said, okay, if there are 10 righteous people staying in the city, would you spare the city? The Lord said, okay, good. Now read this verse now. Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the sea. How about if those 10 are overly righteous? The Lord's wisdom cannot be established. The Bible says the wisdom of the Lord is established in the counsel of the Lord, of His children, of His fellowship. So, what the Lord has spoken to all of us, who can make you righteous? The righteous Lord Almighty. In His righteousness, we find life. Amen? So now, what Jesus said in Matthew 9, I want us to continue with Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. Now go back to Gospel. Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. Let's have a short introduction of John the Baptist again. And I want to read one verse. Chapter 4. Mark 1 verse 4. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. What? He preached baptism of repentance. Baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Because there was no name given for salvation at that point of time. There is only one name given for salvation of all. Jesus Christ, and the word Christ is anointed. For that, Jesus must be anointed. And if that doesn't happen, John the Baptist cannot say, be baptized in His name. Now, John the Baptist says, it's a baptism of repentance, remission of sins. And now let's read from verse 14. So that sums it up, what we read in the book of Matthew, chapter 3. Now we are in book of Mark, Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 14. Now, after that, John was put in prison. So there comes a wind-down period. There comes a wind-down period. So John the Baptist is being silent, is put into silence in the prison. After the prison, he was killed by the wife of Herodias. So, very similar to the Athaliah who was hunting the royal seat, this Athaliah was also successfully hunted the royal seat, John the Baptist. Correct? Who is John the Baptist? Who is the mother? Elizabeth. Who is Elizabeth? The daughter of Aaron. Amen? Now, look at how the Lord speak. After John was put in prison, verse 14, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Okay, now let's look at that. What John the Baptist was preaching? Preaching the baptism of repentance. That is what John the Baptist was preaching. Baptism of repentance. Baptism of repentance. Gospel has not come yet. Who is gospel? You know, when the Lord blessed all of us, He said, what do you believe in the word of God? Who do you believe? The word of God. Jesus Christ is the word of God. Everything that is written about from Genesis to Revelation pointing to Jesus Christ. So, if someone asks us, what do you believe? The word of God. Whom do you believe? The word of God. What do you follow? The word of God. Whom do you believe? The word of God. He is the same. He is in His word. Now He says, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. What John the Baptist said? The kingdom of heaven at hand. Glorified Jesus Christ seated at the right hand of Father. Heavenly fulfillment. Jesus Christ, the only Son, God gave His only Son to come and sit in the midst of His people. The earthly promise. He fulfilled both because God fulfills as a whole. Kingdom of heaven at hand. The Spirit of God filled Jesus Christ and we call Him Jesus Christ, the anointed one. The fullness of God dwells in Him. Amen. Now look at the verse 15. And saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Who justified the ministry of John the Baptist? John the Baptist? No. Please look at the way the Lord spoke. Who called John the Baptist? The Lord. Who justified John the Baptist? The Lord. What he said? The time is fulfilled. I sent my servant, John the Baptist, as a forerunner. He was speaking to all of you. Kingdom of heaven is at hand. Kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was preaching the baptism of repentance. He was preaching the baptism of repentance. And Lord says, kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now, Jesus Christ is adding. So can you say John the Baptist forgot? He knows what exactly what he was tasked for. Jesus says, this repentance in truth has to continue from here. He says, believe gospel. Correct? Who said this? Jesus. So, John is here. He said, he was preaching baptism of repentance. Bring forth, bear fruits, meet for repentance. And Jesus said, repent ye. My servant already told you. I continue from here. Believe on gospel. Amen. What do you mean, kingdom of heaven is at hand? Okay, it's at hand. What I should do? Believe. And the Lord says, don't just believe, do. Amen. Don't just hear, do. Amen? Now, he says, in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Verse 1 and 3. I will just focus on only 3 verses. Chapter 5, verse 1 and 3. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. When he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth. What do you mean by opened his mouth? There is no difference. Moses struck the rock once, the water came out. Amen? The heart is filled with abundance, the water of life comes forth. From where? The solid rock, the rock of my salvation. Jesus Christ opened his mouth to speak, to bless, to prophesy, and to change the people. My brethren, remember, whenever the word of God speaks through his words, he's changing them, pruning them, encouraging them, strengthening them, helping them to grow. Amen? Helping them to be cleansed, helping them to be strengthened, helping them to be humbled. He do everything. He's changing. He's a potter. And he says, verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for that is the kingdom of heaven. And what the Lord said when John the Baptist was put into prison, time is fulfilled, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. Why the book of Psalms says God is close to a contrite spirit. Amen. Now, he says, blessed are those who are poor in the spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is for them. Now, this is beautiful. Let's turn our Bibles to book of Acts. Let's look at what the apostle said. Peter. Book of Acts, chapter 3. Book of Acts, chapter 3. Verse 17. So Jesus said this. John said this. And we are going to read what Peter said. Chapter 3, verse 17. And now, brethren, I would that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. He's pointing to what Jesus said on Calvary, on the cross. Forgive them, they do not know what they are doing. What does it mean? Ignorance. What is ignorance? Lack of understanding. What is wisdom? Understanding. What is ignorance? Everything other than the truth. What is wisdom? Nothing but the truth. Truth. Nothing but the truth. The whole truth. Not less, not more. Can you add some more? Can you take some more? Not the truth. Nothing but the truth. So, he says, as you did not have the truth, you did it, as also did your rulers. But can he say to us, we receive the truth? Verse 18, but those things which God before had shewed by the mouth of all his prophets. What Matthew chapter 5 verse 2 says, Jesus opened his mouth. Who is the prophet? He is the prophet. Who is the anointed? He is the anointed one. Who is the king? He is the king. There is none. There is only one. And he called all the servants to be prophets like him. To speak through them. To use them as a mouthpiece. And that Lord is telling that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Why Christ suffered? Because people had no repentance. So Jesus Christ had to bring them to repentance. John the Baptist was warning them for repentance. What is repentance? What is repentance? Changing to be like him. Coming out to meet him. Surrender at his feet. Run to the shelter. It's all repentance. Whatever that brings forth change in your life, spiritually, physically, psychologically, mentally, for the Lord to see is a change that I, my name is glorified. Verse 19. Look at the way the apostles speak. Repent ye therefore. What do you mean by therefore? Because the Lord is reminding all of them, I have given you so much. Therefore. I have given you so much. I have revealed so much. I have sacrificed so much until at that point of time the vessel is speaking. So much things have been done for you. My servant Moses died. My servant Aaron died. My servant David died. Solomon died. Every prophet died. They were killed and slain. Therefore, repent. God gave his only son because he loved the world so much. Praise the Lord. Let's read it carefully. Jesus Christ was forsaken on the cross and God gave his only son. Too negative. It makes me to feel as a bad person. It should make you to feel as a bad person. That is why it was written. We cannot read the truth to make us to feel good. That is not the truth. Truth, nothing but the truth. Whole truth. That is called apostolic ministry. The day when we compromise the truth, the ministry is not rooted in apostolic faith. Repent ye therefore. And be converted. What is the conversion? Convert from one religion to another religion? Change. Transform. Be not the same. I am not the same. Converted. That your sins may be blotted out. Change in a way that everything is gushed out from you. Romans 10 verse 10. Out of the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. How many of us follow that? We always think it's a statement for me to declare in the baptism. Out of the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So salvation is over? Salvation is now. He is my salvation. He is living one true living God. Now. I serve God who is real. He is one true living God. Now. Present. Out of the mouth confession is made. Jesus Christ opened the mouth, spoke. All the prophets opened the mouth, spoke. Not just the things that are good, but things that the Lord wanted them to speak. Good and warnings. Because when Jesus says, if you are running faster to the cliff of the mountain edge, what he would say? Turn! Don't die. Correct? That's all he can say. Because no time to give you a parable. You're running so fast. He would speak very less words. Let your words be few. Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse chapter 4 and chapter 5. And the Lord says, turn and not die. Correct? Turn to me and don't die. If I turn to him and keep running, I will die. what you would say? You spoke something deceptive. You said, turn to me. I turned to you, but I still fell. Then I would say, where is your feet? Oh, I must keep running. When the Lord said, turn, we can't turn without stopping. The wife of Lot, she stopped at a place where she is not supposed to stop. She was called to run behind the husband. She turned, became a pillar of salt. And the bride of Christ, can we stop following him? We will become the pillar of salt. The Lord who led me by pillar of cloud and pillar of fire, I give him pillar of salt. I glorify the name of the Lord. Shame on us. He led me by pillar of cloud. I glorify him in pillar of cloud. He led me in pillar of fire. I glorify him in pillar of fire. But he called me to be the salt of the world. So now, let's read verse 19 again. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. Bring forth. Take it out. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Can you simply take a phone and say, hello, is it the presence of the Lord? Can you come here in 5 minutes? Or will he come? How can we invite the presence when I'm still present of myself fully? God would not come. What the Bible says? Repent ye therefore, be converted, and let your sins be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing can come from the presence of the Lord. And we sing the song, there shall be seasons of refreshing, showers of blessing. Praise the Lord. The Lord says, do you know how it comes? Seasons of refreshing. How it comes? After repentance, true repentance. If there is no repentance, there is no revival. Never. If there is no repentance, there is no revival. If there is no repentance, there is no seasons of refreshing. Because God would not share the house with someone. He is the house Lord. Household of God. He is the landlord. So this is what Peter said. Verse 19, he said, repent ye and convert. So, repent and convert. This points to the translation, transformation, change. Correct? A change. That the Lord says, good, the tree is bringing forth the fruit. So Apostle Peter is speaking. What Apostle Paul said? Let's turn our Bibles to chapter 17, book of Acts, chapter 17. Chapter 17, verse 29-32. Verse 29-32. Chapter 17. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think. What a powerful verse it is. We wish we all stand, you know, in front of that multitude, to listen to how it was spoken by the apostle. How many hearts might have turned to the Lord's side? He says, for as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. What a powerful warning. Do not use Godhead as a man's device to twist and to justify what you want to do. Verse 30. And the times of this ignorance God dictated. What Apostle Peter said? You all did by ignorance, not just you and also your rulers. And now Apostle Paul says, for as much then as we are the offspring of God, then verse 30 he says, and the times of this ignorance God dictated, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent, not requesting, not giving a choice, not a choice of free will. The Lord commanded every man, all the place, to repent. Amen. Only then the four beasts, what they said, will come to pass. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. All earth is filled with his glory. Amen. If all earth still lack repentance, how come, how can God's glory can go and stand there? He won't. He would say, that place doesn't deserve my work. Someone go there and repent for me. So, the servants of God stand at the porch and the altar and say, spare thy people. Now you know why. Apostle Peter, Apostle Paul, they are not speaking something different. It is added. Added. What is what? The revelation is added in the grace. He is revealing. Keeping. Revealing. Keeping. Revealing. John the Baptist. Baptism of repentance. Repent. Kingdom of heaven is at hand. And confess your sins. Jesus, repent and believe. Amen. Now, Apostle Peter, repent and convert. Now, you have the comforter. Now, you can change. Can the bride decorate herself without the Holy Ghost comforter is given to her by the death of her groom? If the Lord did not die on cross, do we get a chance to receive the comforter? No. Animals are sacrificed in the wilderness for people's sin. You would be doing the same thing and just die as a mortal being. The Lord changed the course. He did something new. The Pharisee, Sadducee could not comprehend because they don't like new things. They like old things. The one who desires old things will remain as a old man, as a old woman, as a old church, as a old family. But the Lord said, He changed. The sacrifice of Moses became invalid when Jesus died on cross for us. The sacrifice of animals became heathen, became sacrifice to Baal. Because Jesus sacrificed himself. What are we doing? He says. How come the work of the Lord in the Old Testament becomes barbaric in the New Testament? Can we say that is not the work of the Lord? No. Time. The revelation of time is the way the Lord performed his work in his grace. That is why apostolic faith called all of us be established in the present truth, not the past. God has walked on. He has moved on. So now, what Apostle Paul says, verse 30, he commanded. What a powerful word it is. Peter was speaking. Did he say, I plead you, men and brethren of all this Judea, Samaria, all the people, I plead you, I beg you, repent. No. He said, seeds of God, words of God, those who are called him by your name, those who know you even before when you were born, he looked at all the seeds, he said, repent and be baptized. The word was spoken. People said, what we should do? He said, be baptized in Jesus' name. It was a commandment. Jesus said, come and follow me. And they left everything at once and they followed him. Amen. Peter said, repent and be baptized. They left everything and be baptized. No difference. It was a command. My sheep hear my voice. Jesus said, he don't have to tell the sheep, can you hear? No. He will say, follow me. Because no time. He won't waste time. Imagine I'm running to fall from the cliff. What the Lord will say? If you run so fast, you will be tired. Let me tell you a beautiful, good story. The Lord is speaking a story. I fall and die. The Lord looks at the time. How many seconds I have left? He would know what to speak to turn my head, to stop me from falling. He would say, repent, turn. So what is repentance? Turn to me. Change. Convert. So if you bring together John the Baptist, repent. Jesus Christ, repent and believe. Apostle Peter, repent and believe and convert. And now Apostle Paul speaks in 31. Because he had appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he had ordained, whereof he had given assurance unto all men in that he raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed what Jesus said. Repent and believe. Look at the distance since Apostle Paul said here, it took some time for us to see the word some believed. What? Some believed. Many are called, few are chosen. Are we among the few? Do we have the desire to be among the few? They that fear the Lord, few are chosen. Both are same. Apostle Paul spoke, but not everyone could hear. Some heard, believed, clave unto him. And the goodness of God leadeth me to repentance. So now, chapter 20. Let's continue. Chapter 20. Verse 19. Verse 19. Serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in the wait of the Jews. Chapter 20, verse 19. So Apostle Paul is expressing himself. And how I kept back, verse 20. How I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you. So Jesus opened the mouth, because he don't keep anything that is profitable to you in him. He spit out. Speak. Out of the mouth the confession is made. Out of the mouth the goodness of the Lord is proclaimed. Amen. Now, Apostle Paul says, I did not keep anything. I didn't hold anything that is good for you. Are we? Do we have the desire, the deeds of my life, what's the best I can offer for the family of God? Do I hold or do I give? Apostle Paul says, whatever that benefits you, I kept nothing with me. I gave it. Because there is one who can fill my cup, as is in the song. But if that cup was filled, it means it was meant to serve. Meant to give all. Then the cup will be refilled again. So Apostle Paul speaks, he says, whatever is profitable unto you, but I shewed you and I taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. What do you mean by repentance toward God? Hey, what is this? This is very different. John Baptist said, I am preaching the repentance of sins, repentance, baptism of repentance, confess your sins. Jesus said, repent and believe gospel. Apostle Peter said, repent, believe gospel, be converted. Apostle Paul said, he preached repentance, but most of them were mocking at him. But some cleave unto him. The Bible says, some believe. So what Jesus said, believe, here, Apostle Paul, it became some believe. Okay? Now he says, repentance toward God. Verse 21. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I write here, this is what apostles were speaking, all the apostles, not just Paul. You can put any name here because there is only one faith. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because faith without acts is considered dead. I can be dead anytime. The Lord says, faith with works is life. River must flow. Do the work. Speak. Do the work. What is repentance toward God? If Jonathan and David, they had a covenant without the name of the Lord, do you think their friendship would have stayed? Because God's name was glorified in the friendship of Jonathan and David, Jonathan gave his life for his friend. Because the Bible says, Jonathan made a covenant in the name of the Lord. Who gave him the wisdom that Jonathan should make a covenant with his friend David in the name of the Lord? In the name of the Lord. So now, repentance toward God. But 2 Timothy clearly told us, God give us the repentance. God give me the repentance, that is change. to prick my heart to repent. Apostle Peter was filled with Holy Ghost. He spoke, people were pricked into the heart. He bring forth repentance. So the bad, the fruit, meet for repentance. And Apostle Peter saw them be baptized in Jesus' name. They were baptized. Apostle Paul told them, not sufficient, be converted, transformed, changed to glory, to become the bride. Not sufficient, repentance toward God. God that keepeth Israel neither sleep nor slumber. Amen? Can I say, I love God, I'm good, I'm righteous? The Lord would say, okay, the Bible says if you feel that you're righteous, you don't need the physician. Jesus said that. God, you are righteous. I humble myself. Help me to remain righteous. Just like that, he can take it out. What he speaks? Continue. Chapter 20, verse 21, 22. And now behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. That is how Abraham was walking in the wilderness. He had no idea where he was going. Correct? Can Apostle Paul say, I have prepared my itinerary for the next few months. The Spirit of the Lord told me. The Lord would say, today is the day. Which spirit? Amen. He had absolutely zero program planned what he shall do tomorrow. Apostolic faith. The Bible says, do not premeditate what you shall speak at that point of time. The Spirit of the Lord will teach you, will reveal to you what you should speak at that point of time. Only if you are filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And how you fill? Empty yourself.
Amen.
Take off all the confidence that is in you. Stand before him, Lord, nothing.
Amen.
I am nothing without you. Apostle Paul is speaking. Now behold, I go bound. Bound in what? Bond servant of Christ. I'm chained by his truth, by his love, by his sacrifice. He says, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. Lord, you are my tomorrow, you are my today. Thou knowest, Lord, I don't know. Praise the Lord. Save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is witnessing? You? Me? Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city. It just needs a boat to board. It just needs a vessel to host. A host. The Lord of hosts. Understand? If the Holy Ghost look at you as its preferable, desirable, beautiful host, it will come and dwell in you. And you will go. You will witness the name. If the Lord is not pleased in you, the Holy Ghost will leave. Why? Glory of the Lord cannot stay in filthiness. He can't. That is why the book of Gospel and all the letters that Apostle Paul wrote, he clearly said, the spirits of the prophet subject to the prophet, not to me. How beautiful the Lord is speaking. Verse 24, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself. What a servant of God.
Amen.
I don't take my life so dear unto myself. We cannot say, Apostle Paul's faith is here. It's okay, I'm here. No, there is only one apostolic faith. The Lord has called all of us to conform to that image of God. He says, none of these things move me, steadfast, immovable, unshaken, unwavering. He says, I'm standing firm because the Lord humiliated me by what he did to me on Calvary.
Amen.
Not just the Lord. My brethren, what happened to Matthias? He was killed, right? What happened to Stephen? He was killed, right? Before Apostle Paul joined the army, two servants of God were killed. Correct? Apostle Paul starts his ministry after the death of these two servants of God, along with others. Don't he know blood was shed on the ground for the name of the Lord for sinners like me to repent and to return unto him? Then I shall do the same what Matthias did, what Stephen did, what Jesus did, and what all the prophets did? Don't he know? And what God told Ananias? This Saul will embrace the fellowship of my sufferings, and he will suffer for my namesake. But people don't like to hear these words. I come to rejoice, to dance. We all want that. Nobody wants to suffer. But there is one thing called truth. Truth, nothing but truth. We can't become those who despise the truth because we don't want the particular flavor of it. No, it's complete truth. If we love him, we love him for who he is. And he says, verse 22, I want to read, verse 23, I want to read again. Say that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and affliction abide me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, this is what Apostle Paul said. Okay, now let's remember two people. What Aaron said, the Lord called me to bear the iniquity of the people. Amen?
Amen.
The high priest bear the iniquity of the people. That is Aaron. So let's write what Aaron said. I will write here. For Aaron, it was bear the iniquities. So the name is Aaron. Praise the Lord. But for Moses, what would we say? Aaron, high priest, he covers and bear all the iniquities of the people. But for Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 9. Let's look at the life of Moses as we bring all this together. Chapter 9, Deuteronomy. Verse 18. Chapter 9, verse 18. And I fell down before the Lord as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water. Read carefully how Moses speaks. Because all your sins which ye sinned. Why Moses need to go 40 days, nights, no food, no water? Because of your sins. Why Moses said your sins, ye are sinned. In doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. This is the golden calf, right? Exodus 15, 16, 18, those three chapters, do not forget. And Deuteronomy, it covers the other side of it. Every book in the Bible, it looks at the work of the Lord from different sides, so that we get the full context of it. Look at the words Moses speak, and I want you all to understand what Moses was doing. Verse 19, for I was afraid of the anger and the hot displeasure. And we say, do not grieve the Holy Ghost. We are called to please the Holy Ghost. Okay, what will happen if I don't please? Read what Moses speak. Hot displeasure of God, of the anger of God, wherewith the Lord was wroth against you to destroy you. So Moses was speaking the truth. Amen. He is not exaggerating, right? Because the Spirit of the Lord is resting upon him. Not exaggerating. No servant of God would exaggerate the situation. If they do so, the Spirit of the Lord is not upon them. Nothing more, nothing less. So Moses says, that was the reality. God was about to destroy all. And John the Baptist said, you think Abraham was critical for God to bring forth the children? From this deadly stone, God can bring forth children. No one is absolute. And Moses says, but the Lord hearkened unto me at that time also, which means it happened in the past, happened again. So Moses says, the whole congregation was about to be destroyed for that golden calf, although the whole congregation did not prepare the golden calf, but Moses said the Lord was about to destroy all where Aaron was standing. As the one who is called to bear iniquity, right? Look at the next verse. And the Lord was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him. What? You call Aaron to do all of this? And the Lord told Moses, I am about to destroy him. Was he joking? Can God play a joke? Can God say something for sake of saying something? What is his name? The Spirit of Truth. Truth, nothing but truth. He cannot speak anything other than the truth. Can't. Jesus cannot speak anything other than the truth because he is the truth. So Moses said, because I prayed, the Lord hearkened unto me, because the Lord was not able to hearken unto them, because verse 21 he says, and I took your sin, blessed be the name of the Lord. What a beautiful, beautiful word from Moses. What he said? Moses says, I took your sin. What? Moses, interceding is safe. Just stand apart. Just tell them, God, have mercy upon them. God, heal them. God, deliver them. God, forgive them. I forgive them. See, it's very easy. Forgive them like me. Moses took their sin. How many of us can do it? This is the word Moses spoke. And what God was telling about Moses? Moses, my servant, there is none humble like him.
Amen.
So what is humbleness in your life? What is humbleness?
Amen.
I took your sin.
Amen.
What? Jesus said, he calls sinners to repentance. Moses said, I took the sin. So do you really think Moses was... The Bible says about eye service. No, eye service. Only the eyes can see the service. But in heart there is nothing. All show off. Just a drama. Just a stunt. Deep inside, nothing. Just swimming in the, you know, like a, on the surface. Like a shallow. But no deep. No depth. Just noise. Making splash water. But the Lord says, come down. Deeper and deeper. Come and meet me at the bottom of the ocean. And splash water on the surface. And Moses said, I took the sin. And people said, Moses, where is water? Moses, where is food? Moses, where is this and where is that? And the Lord told, Martha, Martha, why are you so busy? Why are you so busy? Look at Mary at my feet, resting. At my feet, in the deep, calling me from deep. I took your sin, Moses said this, the calf which he had made, and burnt it in fire. What fire? The fire devoured goeth before them. A flame that burned behind them. God told Aaron, the flame in the tabernacle should not be put off. And God told Moses, you speak the word of fire. Let it devour the ways of wickedness. Let it break and destroy the obstacles and barriers. Let it pull down the walls of Jericho. Moses spoke. And the Lord says, I hearken unto you. So do you really think Aaron was covered by his garment? The Lord said, I was about to destroy him. And Moses said, I took his sin. So, the kiss of Aaron saved his life. He hugged Moses and kissed him, right? The Lord allowed the love to be established. But that can't escape from him. Why? There are different types of emotions, feelings. The love that I have for my son will be different from my daughter, different from my wife, different from my father, different to my mother, different to my brother. That is a worldly love. But there is only one righteousness, one faith, one spirit, one calling, one love of the one true living God. But how it is, if you don't experience, we don't know how it is. Moses said, I took your sin. Now come to Jesus. What he did on Calvary? What he did on Calvary? Moses said, I took the sin of golden calf. At that point of time, Jesus said, I took the sins of the entire humankind. Was, I am, and will be. Past, present, and the future on Calvary. He took all our sins, right? He took all our shame, right? He took all our iniquity, right? So what is true repentance? If Moses is called the servant of God, what is your name? What is my name? why these servants of God, they speak with such a beautiful revelation. Let's turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 13. Gospel of Luke chapter 13. Yes. Jesus Christ, a complete manifestation of God's word, the fullness of God's spirit, God's blessings, God's everything, love. Luke 13 verse 1. The word of God is speaking. Chapter 13 verse 1. There were present at the season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood late had mingled with their sacrifices. So something was polluted, corrupted in the sacrifices. Something was not done in a way it was supposed to be done. Like those strange fire of incense offered by the two sons of Aaron. Verse 2, Jesus answering said unto them, look at the word of the Lord. Look at the word of God is speaking. Truth, nothing but the truth. Whole truth. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all Galileans because they suffered such things? He is asking a question. No man can answer. Because he was not waiting for an answer. He continued to speak. Verse 3, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Am I reading the same scripture as you? Let your yea be yea, nay be nay. And he says, I tell you nay. No. No compromise. Nay. Except ye all repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Now remember what Moses did. Look at the words, choice of words written in the scripture. It says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. What? If David comes victorious in a battle, the entire city celebrates. Hallelujah! Look at our king. He brought us victory. He brought us peace. Praise the Lord. If David commits sin, oh poor David. Oh, look at the way he suffered. Oh, his child 7 days died. Oh, sinner David. Then David again restored. David goes back to the battle. Bring victory. Praise the Lord. Look at David. Victory, peace, food. So if David succeeds, you take the success from him. If David fails, you throw him out. Only few stood with David. One name was mentioned, Ittai. No different what Apostle Paul said. He preached repentance. People were angry about to kill him. But very few cleaved unto him because they followed the path of repentance. They know it leads to the salvation. So what the Bible says here, Jesus says here, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that ye were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? Then the Lord says, I start with something, I finish the same. He says, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Why the Lord said, I tell you? Do you remember why? When Peter said, oh Lord, if someone commits sin against me, I will forgive 7 times. The Lord says, when did I tell you? Remember? He said, I never said that. Now the Lord is being very specific. He says, I tell you. You can go and tell everyone, I tell you. I told this. The Lord said, I tell this. If we all don't repent towards God, then we all will perish. That's what the Lord says. Amen? Now why he says that, verse 6, he spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and he found none. Remember what John the Baptist said? Axe was laid at the fruit. Jesus said, branches and fruit, a fire is waiting. Is the Lord threatening? No. He is gracious. He is merciful. He loves us to the point whereby he went to the cross and died. He is warning all of us, do not despise my death on Calvary. Do not mock the death of my life on Calvary to give you life, the resurrected life. The Lord is warning in love. And he says, "Then said he unto the dresser of this vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree." Why 3 years? Why 3 years? How many years Jesus Christ was performing ministry, approximately? How many years Isaiah was naked? Three. The Judah, or the Lord blessed in the book of Isaiah, which year they will go downward before they bear fruit upward? Third year. Is that so? Is it sufficient? Let's go and find out when Apostle Paul talked about this in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's go 2 Corinthians chapter 13 before we come here. I close soon. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Verse 1. Verse 1, chapter 13. This is the third time. Why third time, Apostle Paul? What do you mean by third time? You give me three chances. Actually, the Lord counts. I'll show you that. This is the third time I'm coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. I told you before and foretell you, as if I were present the second time, and absent, being absent now, I write to them which henceforth have sinned, and to all other that if I come again, I will not spare. Hey, who are you? What do you mean by you will not spare? I thought the ministers of God, they will stand between porch and altar and they will say, spare the people, spare the people. And Apostle Paul comes and say, I will not spare thee. What? I don't understand. What is this? What is this? Whom he is speaking to? Why he says, I will not spare? Who is he to have that authority to say, I will not spare? Who is speaking? The man? Is it? Since ye seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you what is not weak, but is mighty in you. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we are also weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. What is this? Repentance toward God and power of God toward you. Who gives the repentance? You want to receive the true repentance, receive it from the true and faithful witness whom you can see in the book of Revelation. Receive it from him. Examine yourself, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye reprobates. Reprobation, reprobating, reconciliation, reconciling. The flesh don't like it. But I trust that ye shall know what we are not reprobates. Now I pray to God that ye do no evil. Not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Remember this verse, etched deeply as a scar that is permanent in your heart. None of us can do anything against the truth. The truth shall set us free. The truth shall throw us out. The truth that will heal us, that deliver us, that will do everything, because the truth will stand as the truth. The tree of life in the Garden of Eden will stand no matter who comes and leaves. Because the garden belongs to him. If we are all becoming insincere, unfaithful, unholy, the ministry of the Lord will continue in this land. No one is stopping it. We will all be thrown out. All of us. But Jesus Christ will perform what he ought to perform in the land for his people. With or without us. That is the promise of God. Moses said, the Lord himself will cross the river of Jordan with you. You don't need me or Aaron or Joshua or Eleazar or Caleb. No, no, no. The Lord himself will cross. And John the Baptist said, do you think that you are from Abraham? God can raise the children out of the stones. Amen. The honor, reverence, the fear of God that we should have for him in his holy chamber should not be compromised. Amen. If it is compromised, the truth is compromised. If the truth is compromised, it is not the church of God, the church of men. The altar must continue to burn as a pillar of fire. Amen. Is it a stand? It's a pillar of fire. We stand before the fire with reverence and honor, in truth and in sincerity.
Amen.
Nothing about ourselves. What Apostle Paul says here, for we can do nothing against the truth but for the truth. God told Joshua, no man can stand against thee.
Amen.
As long as you hold on to my truth. Either you become the soldiers of Joshua, who he chose out from the people and fight the battle in the army, or we are the one who fight against him. We will lose. Can we fight against the Lord? If God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he who is in me than who is in the world. For we are glad when we are weak, and we are strong. This also we wish, even your perfection. Therefore, I write these things being absent, lest being present, I should use sharpness according to the power which the Lord hath given me to edification, not to destruction. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Imagine, Apostle Paul, speaking all these things, I will not spare, and coming and telling us, you are edifying us. There is no other better way of edification other than speaking the truth as it is. Everything else is a sweet, deadly, slow poison. Let's all stand as we pray. May the Lord guide us as we continue next week. Our Lord, our God, thank you, Lord, for the goodness that you showed all of us, to clothe all of us in the blessedness. And that blessedness took away the nakedness of our life, healed the blindness of our spiritual life. It granted us the vision of how the Spirit of God works in the midst of us. You are wonderful. You are mighty. You can bring rain. You can bring storm. You can bring flood. You can bring earthquake. You can do the work in different ways, O Lord. Help us, Lord, to have the Spirit of truth, Spirit of discernment. Teach us, Lord, that we are called to serve thee in sincerity, in truth. Help us, Lord, the goodness of God leading all of us to repentance. That is, the bride prepare herself to be blameless, without spot, without anything that is not profaning, that is not glorifying whatever the world is offering, but rather that glorify the name of the Lord alone. For the flesh of our life is not the beautiful, sweet aroma in the presence of the Lord. But when we submit at thy feet, when we surrender in thy word, O Lord, you can change us. You can wash us. You can bless us, O Lord, to change. Lord, we pray, help us, Lord, that it is not just we are here to forgive one another. The truth is, we all need to be forgiven by one another. It is very easy for the flesh to say, I forgive you. But it is very difficult for the flesh to say, can you forgive me for all the mistakes I did, for leaving you, for hurting you, for doubting you, for doing everything that is not profitable to one another. Lord, we all seek thy forgiveness, and we all seek the forgiveness from one another, because we are one family of God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Unite us, O Lord, in thy marvelous, wonderful, unapproachable light that you call all of us, O Lord. Consume the darkness, Lord. Bring us, O Lord, together to the higher ground, where we can see the harvest of the land, where we can see the battle that we are going to fight, where we can see the blessedness of what the Lord is going to do in the midst of us. Wash us, Lord. Unite us, O Lord. Let there be reconciliation in Jesus' name. Let there be healing in Jesus' name. Let there be transparency and truth in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray, whatever that we said and done, whatever that was done and said, and Lord, we pray, help all of us, that we bear one another's burden and we fulfill the law of Christ, O Lord. We are here to cover one another. We are all weak, but thou art strong. We were all sinners, but you are holy. And Lord, we pray, for God is in the midst of the children. Bless us and teach us. And we pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Shalom. Praise the Lord.